Welcome back to Farm Talk. News and Farm Director Eric Johnson wandering around the 2023 Ag and Construction Expo here at the Jamestown Civic Center, visiting with a lot of great folks. And one of the booths that you're going to find is the North Dakota Soybean Council is here. And we're going to take time out to visit with Shireen Alamadi. She is the Outreach and Education Coordinator. And all I can see is just a sea of information here, Shireen.
Yeah, you know, our booth today, we wanted to have a variety of things. We do have information on the Goodyear tires and Skechers that have soybean-based oil in them, and the artificial turf that's based has soybean-based backing. So we just wanted to show all the different products out there that now contain soy and are coming into the new uses realm, as well as information on biodiesel and renewable diesel too.
Can you give me a little bit more on the Skechers? I love Skechers, and I heard about this. I didn't realize that they were out now. I remember not that long ago there was a news story about possibly incorporating some sort of soy product with that.
Yeah, so the treads on a lot of the Skechers in the Goodyear kind of brand have worked with that partnership between Goodyear to have the bases that are soy-based oil on them. And actually, they do work better. I have a pair, and when I walk on in the winter, they're a little bit more grippy than the regular tennis shoes.
That's good to know. Are they, like, available general public? Is that kind of a special order thing?
No, they're available general public. You can find them on their website under their kind of like the Goodyear branded Skechers, but they also are at the stores around towns too.
Well, there's a lot of things going on in the soybean industry, and I know you've got some information here on biodiesel and renewable diesel. We got a crush plant opening here sometime in 2023. We got something going on in Castleton. We've got another one that I'm doing an interview with up in Crookston. So the list goes on and on. So it's actually a pretty good time to be involved in soybeans.
Yeah, it is. You know, we're excited for opportunities for the soybean farmers across North Dakota to have different opportunities to do things with their soybeans, whether it's taking them to the crush plants or selling them for feed or other things like that. So we're just excited that there's opportunities for the farmers.
Well, Shireen, it's also kind of a show season right now, and I know that you as a council are out pretty active at a lot of different events here, obviously at the show here in Jamestown. But what other things do you have coming up in the near future?
So we'll actually be tabling at KMOT in Minot as well the end of the month if people want to come out and chat with us about research and different opportunities there. And then in March, we have our soybean risk trade management, or soybean trading and marketing seminar. That will be in March at NDSU. Farmers will be able to utilize the trading room at NDSU to learn about different ways to increase the profits with their soybeans. And then we also have the Corn and Soybean Expo coming up. That's on Valentine's Day, where you can learn the different things related to egg outlook, or we have Joe Eichley talking about Palmer Amaranth. So there's a lot of different things coming up for us.
Yeah, it's an incredibly busy time. And the one thing I can think of when I think of the soy, corn and soy expos, usually we have bad weather, but I talked to Mick Care and he's promising it's not going to be 40 below, we hope.
If people remember the expo last year, there was a blizzard where we had like 12 plus inches of snow. So, but we still had it last year, but we're hoping for good weather this year. And we're really excited too that former representative Colin Peterson will be there to talk about the farm bill as well.
Cool. That'll be obviously a big topic, and has been a big topic already, the 2023 Farm Bill. So, Shireen, before we let you go, again, we've talked about the fact if somebody's going to be coming to the Jamestown Civic Center either until 4 today or 9 to 4 on Friday, you guys will be back here as well. There's a lot of information to look at. But, Shireen, what are kind of maybe just a couple of the typical questions people ask you that when they come to the table?
Looking at the things on the table, some people ask, you know, are all these things really soy-based? And I say yes, because there's many, many new uses for soy out there in the commercial world. But then also, you know, I get some questions about the crush plants coming up, but, you know, direct them to the different companies, because here there's also the Green Bison Soy Processing is here at Jamestown as well.
It's a great information source. Hopefully people will stop by. Shireen, one more question for somebody that can't make the show today, but maybe we'll catch this with KMOT. But is there something that maybe they can look up online? Is there a website that they can check out?
Sure. They can go to ndsoybean.org, and under events, that'll have information on how to register for the expo or the trading risk management seminar and any other upcoming events we have.
Right now, we're going to find out a little bit more about the Stetson County Soil Conservation District. We actually have the water and soil conservationist from there, Dustin Kruger, fresh off having one of the roast beef sandwiches. So give us the critique for the free meal. How was it?
Well, it was good, guys. If you have time, I'd come down, stop down, and have it. Also, check out the booths that are down here. So.
And they got that free meal today, and they'll have it again tomorrow during the lunchtime. And, of course, admission is free to come here to the Jamestown Civic Center. So, Dustin, first of all, let's talk about your booth. And, obviously, you guys are promoting forestry and water quality. So if somebody stops by, what kind of things are they going to find here?
So we're going to start off with we really promote tree plantings in Stetson County and doing shelter belts and stuff like that. So we do have order forms for conservation grade trees. So those are usually 10 to 18 inches, 10 to 2 feet, usually somewhere in between there. So we do promote that. We do have programs to help producers plant trees throughout Stetson County. The other thing with water quality is we do have a watershed position in ours, so we do promote water quality throughout Stetson County also. And we have two projects right now, Jamestown Reservoir Project and the Spiritwood Lake Watershed Project. And a lot of that is focusing on cover crops, no-till, switching your operations to where you conserve the water on your land instead of letting it get in and carrying nutrients and sediment and stuff like that into the water bodies.
And what you talked about right there is probably in the wheelhouse to a lot of our listeners here on Farm Talk. So talk about like growers' participation in some of these conservation tactics. Has it been adopted, or are growers trying to be more, I guess, friendly to the soils and trees?
Yeah, I would say, it's a recent push that's really pushing for being, more conservative on the farm and trying to protect the soils and stuff like that. It's an operation where with these programs you can help ease you into it. So you don't have to be thrown into it and buy new equipment and all this kind of stuff. We can start small and work larger if you want and adopt it a smaller scale before you just throw the whole farm operation into it.
That's generally the message I hear from a lot of people that do some of these programs. Do it in a small sample, get a feel for it. I think the other part is I wonder, sometimes I get the feeling that growers think it's going to be an expensive transition, or it's going to take them a lot of time, a lot of extra time to be able to use some of these practices, and that isn't the case.
No, I wouldn't say it'd be more expensive or anything like that. You can, when you start, you can use a lot of the equipment you already have, and you don't have to switch it over, to these other things. And the equipment nowadays is compatible to do the no-till and stuff like that. The cover crops, you're just using cedars and stuff like that you got. We do rent stuff out, some equipment out too that we do have. I could mention that here at the Soil Conservation District too to help make transitions a little easier too. So.
Getting back to just talking about the tree promotion that you guys are doing, give us a little bit more information. What type of trees and who is really eligible for this?
Okay, so the tree promotion is the Outdoor Heritage Fund. We have a grant statewide for that, and we apply for it, a batching period and stuff like that. And any landowner that's wants to have trees or anything like that throughout the county, it's more for your plan has to be over 2,000 feet of trees. So it's not just, I can come in and I'm going to put 50 feet of trees in. Can I get kosher? No, you do have a minimum on there. But it's for any landowners that fit the project. We're shooting for more native trees. We don't want, so staying away from like Siberian elm and Russian olive, trying to get, our trees that grow in North Dakota and are established in North Dakota back onto the ground.
Do you help them kind of, do the landscape to how best way to plant the trees, since you're talking about such a large area per project?
Yep. So normally what we have is the landowners will work up, we'll tell them what to work up, and then we'll come out and flag it for them and stuff like that where they want. And then we do provide a service of planting trees and laying the fabric on top of it if they want. So everything we will work with you. We have a lot of technical, advice that we can give to you guys and try to help out as much as we can. So.
Very good. For somebody that may be listening right now or maybe can't make it to the show, for them to find out more about the Stetson County Soil and Conservation District or some of the projects you're working on, is there a website or something they can check out?
The website is www.stutzman.net. Also, phone number is 701-252-2521, extension 3.
What types of questions do you get when people stop by the booth?
So a lot of questions when we come in here is what we have available. So tree questions are mostly, what can I plant in my yard? What can I do with that? Or where can I plant trees? And the thing with it is we will work with your soils too. So there are certain trees that don't fit certain soil types. So we will try to fit what best fits in your soils on your farmstead. So.
All right, very good. We appreciate a couple interviews back-to-back. We finished things up with the Stutzman County Soil and Conservation District Water and Soil Conservationist. All this is on a card, by the way. His name is Dustin Kruger. We appreciate the information. And a pretty cool program, too, that they've got going on with free trees in their department and what they're trying to do for conservation.